Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I wonder how many people in the audience remember Jimmy Dean's Texas Wildcats.
Boy, that would be a surprise if anybody calls and says they do remember. That I met Jimmy Dean in 1949. He was still in the Air Force, stationed in Washington, D.C., and was playing a place that I mentioned in the book, The Dixie Pig. The more I say it, the unclassier it sounds.
The Dixie Pig.
Oh, yeah. And he had, in fact, it was another boy's band, and he got drafted, and when he was drafted, then Jimmy became the band leader. That was his first band. And I had a little two-piece, three-piece band around Washington, and him and I were doing the same thing. And then he was after me to join his group, and finally, I had gone as far as I could go in a local scene in Washington, playing local radio and local television, and he was getting ready to really make a move, and he hit me at the right time. And he called and he said, I want you to join the band. Mm. I said, how much? He said, $125 a week. I said, I'm making more than that with my band. He said, I'll call you back. So he called Connie B. Gay, his manager, and called me right back and said, I'll give you $150. I said, you just hired yourself a guitar player.
All right. You know, it's interesting. You mentioned Connie Gay, who was his manager. Mm-hmm. Tell a story about the time that a guy by the name of Colonel Parker brought a young fellow in to see you guys.
Colonel Tom Parker and Elvis came to Washington, and we backed Elvis up. He was just, you talking about just a kid. He was just, it looked like he was 12 years old at the time, thinking back. And he was just starting to get to be known. None of that mystique had caught up with him yet. But he was selling records, and Colonel Tom Parker offered Connie B. Gay Elvis's contract. Colonel Parker said, I have other, he had Eddie Arnold and Hank Snow and all these other people, and he said, I don't have the time to dedicate to this kid. He said, he's going to make a lot of money, and he offered it to Connie for, I think, like $8 million, payable over a period of time. Connie said, he's good, but he's not that good.